If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD. I vowed to give you some questions on cold, but the questions we've gotten asked most about are your heart. So I'm going to do some of those. I've heard that men and women show different heart disease symptoms. As a woman, what should I be looking out for? Well, this is by Anna, by the way. You just asked one very important question. Heart disease is the number one killer for both women and men, but especially for women. One in two women will die of heart disease or stroke compared to one in 25 women who will die of breast cancer. So heart problems are still widely regarded as a male issue, but it shouldn't be. Why? Because of that thing. 42% of women will die within a year of those who have heart attacks, compared with 24% of men. So women receive far less preventive care than men. And while women are famously intuitive when it comes to looking for signs, symptoms, and discomfort in the men in their lives, they often ignore or fail to reveal or look at warning signs in themselves. Part of the problem. The signals of heart troubles are slightly different in women than they are in men. And many of the ones you'd experience may just feel like you've got more stress or more fatigue. And who isn't stressed or fatigued? Men's heart attack symptoms, by and large, resolve around the chest. Pain, tightness, pressure, sometimes in the neck, sometimes in the arm, but only 10% of men experience heart attacks without chest-related symptoms. But while chest pain and discomfort are really most common for women as well, women can have heart attacks without pressure or where the symptoms are more, prominent elsewhere, shortness of breath, some tiredness, lightheadedness, pressure in the neck or upper back, even nausea and vomiting. Lots of women, in fact, chalk up heart attack symptoms to the flu, stress, acid reflux, even getting older. As a result, they don't get treatment as early as they need. Let's be clear. You shouldn't procrastinate. If you're putting off checking out these symptoms because you don't have the time, think of it this way. A couple of doctor's visits to figure out the source of the symptoms will prevent a whole lot more time in medical offices down the line. And hey, even if it's just acid reflux, wouldn't it be nicer to fix it rather than just ignore it? If you've experienced a heart attack, please put yourself first. So, Anna, women in general don't often put themselves first, and as a result, you experience poor quality of life and more recurring chest pain and limitations because you don't get treatment as early. Remember, just like time lost is brain lost, time lost is heart lost. So get the treatment you need and be there for your loved ones and for yourself for the long haul. Now, another question was, I often feel my heart pumping when I'm lifting weights. Does this provide me with adequate cardiovascular exercise? And this is again sent in by Susan in New York City. So Susan, the only way to really tell if your heart is racing fast enough for you to get cardiovascular benefits is you need a heart rate monitor. You need your heart rate to get up to 80% of your age-adjusted maximum to be getting your full cardiovascular benefit. And the way you do that, take 220 minus your age. It really, for women, is 206 minus 88% of your age for women. So if you use a heart rate monitor, the versions with a chest strap tend to be the best. You want to see your heart rate. If you're, for example, 50 years old, 220 minus 50 is 170. You want 80% of that. So 170, 10% of that is 17. 2 times 17 for 20%, 34. So 170 minus 34, you want your heart rate at 136 for a steady 20 minutes three times a week. That's how you know if you're getting enough cardiovascular exercise. So those are two of the wonderful questions you've sent in. Now, there also was a question sent in about colds, and that is, if I'm cold, am I more likely to get a cold? Or what about cold hair? And the answer is no. They've actually done randomized controlled trials of people who had water in their hair when it was cold out, and were they more likely to get a cold? And the answer is no. Even they put some of these people in a freezer, that is, in one of those freezer boxes with a hand opening so they wouldn't lock themselves in, but they didn't get more colds or flu or any other symptom by being in a very cold environment with wet hair. So wet hair plus cold does not equal more cold or viruses than dry hair or than, if you will, a warm environment. So those are some of the really great questions we've been sent in. And by the way, if you want to send us a question, send it to udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, @gmail.com. I should bring up one other question that keeps getting asked is, should I still get the flu shot? The answer is yes. We talked about that a little earlier. Another one is, a doc got a blood test on me, a series of blood tests on me. And this is Lori from Albany, New York asked this one, and he said they showed a high LPLA. What does that mean? Well, LPA is genetically mediated lipoprotein A. High levels directly correlate, Shannon, with your risk of arterial hardening or atherosclerosis, and predicts premature development of heart disease independent of any other risk factor. That's why people do the LPAA test. If you do have increased LPAA, and by the way, it is genetic, do everything else you can to reduce your risk of heart disease, exercising, eating healthy, managing stress, and talk to your physician about taking 2 baby aspirin a day. This is another instance where both the risk of heart disease and cancer go down with those 2 baby aspirin a day. We've got a lot of other questions have been sent to us in relating to people who've asked, is it true that I shouldn't eat right before bed? I'm going to cover that next week. I'm a terrible snorer, and it's annoyed my wife for years. I've tried over-the-counter methods, but nothing seems to fix it, and my doctor ruled out sleep apnea. Could it be time to consider surgery? What should I know about surgery? We'll get to that next week. I travel a lot for work, so I'm always switching time zones. How do I beat jet lag? And I'm an insomniac, but I always have been scared of prescription sleep medicine, so I use Benadryl to help me nod off. We'll talk about the rest of this question on what's the safest long term. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Thanks for sending in your questions. You can always send us questions at udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S @gmail.com. Sonar, thanks for great engineering. Thanks for you to listening. Tune in next week. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call me when they're experiencing chest pain, or to call 911 if they're with someone experiencing chest pain. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. So if you have an uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest that lasts more than a few minutes, call me. If you have a pain that spreads to the shoulders, neck, or arms, call me. If you have any discomfort in your chest with lightheadedness, fainting, sweating, nausea, or shortness of breath, call me. If you have any of these symptoms or are with someone who does, dial 911 right away. And if it is a false alarm, I'm not going to give you a lecture. I'll be happy to see you. I would much rather treat someone who isn't having a heart attack than to try to save someone who is. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA-1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
Are you suffering from hidden allergy symptoms such as lack of focus and fatigue? How about bloating, joint pain, headaches, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Dr. Suzanne Bennett, natural allergy and wellness expert. I have condensed over 25 years of my clinical experience into my new book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, a simple program to eliminate allergies and restore vibrant health from the inside out. This book is for anyone who wants more energy, more mental clarity, a powerful body, and to live allergy-free. I am offering 4 free gifts when you order my book today through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. For more information, go to drsuzanne.com/book. Again, that is drsuzanne.com/book to jumpstart your healing today.